And in the presence of his associates and the army of Samaria, he said, "What are those feeble Jews doing? Will they restore the wall? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they finish in a day? Can they bring the stones back to life from those heaps of rubble, burned as they are?" Tobiah the Ammonite, who was at his side, said, "What are they building? Even a fox climbing up on it would break down their wall of stones. Hear us, our God, for we are despised. Turn their insults back on their own head. Give them over as plunder in the land of captivity. Do not cover up their guilt or blot out their sins from your sight, for they have thrown insults in the face of the builders." So we rebuilt the wall till all of it reached half its height, for the people worked with all their heart. But when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites and the people of Ashdod heard that the repairs to Jerusalem's walls had gone ahead and that the gaps were being closed, they were very angry. They all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem and stir up trouble against it. But we prayed to our God and posted a guard day and night to meet this threat. Meanwhile, the people in Judah said, "The strength of the labourers is giving out, and there is so much rubble that we cannot rebuild the wall." Also our enemies said, "Before they know it or see us, we will be right there among them and will kill them and put an end to the work." Then the Jews who lived near them came and told us 10 times over, "Wherever you turn, they will attack us." Therefore, I stationed some of the people behind the lowest points of the wall and at the exposed places, posting them by families with their swords, spears, and bows. After I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, "Don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your families, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes." When our enemies heard that we were aware of their plot and that God had frustrated it, we all returned to the wall, each to our own work. From that day on, half of my men did the work, while the other half were equipped with spears, shields, bows, and armor. The officers posted themselves behind all the people of Judah who were building the wall. Those who carried materials did their work with one hand and held a weapon in the other, and each of the builders wore his sword at his side as he worked. But the man who sounded the trumpet stayed with me. Then I said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, "The work is extensive and spread out, and we are widely separated from each other along the wall. Wherever you hear the sound of the trumpet, join us there. Our God will fight for us." So we continued the work with half the men holding spears, from the first light of dawn till the stars came out. At that time, I also said to the people, "Have every man and his helper stay inside Jerusalem at night, so they can serve us as guards by night and workers by day. Neither I, nor my brothers, nor my men, nor the guards with me took off our clothes. Each had his weapon, even when he went for water." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Right, welcome everybody to the CSK building site. We've been following Nehemiah and the exciting adventures that he's experiencing. It's a historical event, you know, it's not made up. Nehemiah's been called by God to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And his considerable leadership skills have brought together a citywide construction crew to do the work. They're in God's team. And it got me thinking about teams. When I was at school, I was in the red team. So hands up. If when you were at school, or if you're at school now, you're in a red team. Anybody in a red team? Yes. How about the blue team? Oh, sorry. You know, the red team. Green? Green teams. How about yellow teams? Aha, what a jolly. Any other colour teams that I've forgotten about? No, they were the main colours, weren't they? Red, green, perhaps blue, blue team. I missed out the blue team. Yeah, oh no, right, that's it. They were all in God's team, and it didn't matter if you were experienced in buildings or completely inexperienced at building, whether you're male or female, young or old, you could all be in God's team helping to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. I was in the netball team as well. When I worked for Kent County Council, they asked if I'd be on the netball team, and I said, I am very small, I'm useless at netball. They said, you might be small, but you can really get in the way of the opposition. And that's what I used to do. I used to hover around and then all of a sudden pop up when they were least expecting me because I was so short. The enemies of Nehemiah didn't like what was going on. And they started to call them names. Look at you, you feeble lot, it says in the Bible. Call that a wall? What on earth do you think you're doing? My goodness, it's so weak that even a fox, if it sat on it, would knock it down. Call yourself children of God. Look at the mess you're making. But it soon got very intimidating and a lot more threatening, so much so that Nehemiah decided it would be a good idea to arm his workforce. Once a long time ago, I had to arm myself because of a threatening situation. I don't hold with violence, I have to say. But I was in Key Stage 1, about 6, and my brother, he had just started primary school, and some people were calling him names. Look at you, look at you, look at you. And I was really cross, so I thought, I need a weapon. So I looked around for a weapon, and I found an apple core. And I very proudly threw it at those who were picking on my baby brother. Do you know, whenever people are involved in God's work, whenever we're involved in God's work, there will be ridicule, name-calling, opposition, criticism, discouragement. Because you see, the devil, he doesn't like anything that God does. He actually works against what God does. And if we're involved in God's work, then the devil is going to be working against us. It's a fact. So, can we look in Nehemiah 4 and discover if there's any clues in there, how we can fight against the discouragement, the criticism, the negative name-calling that we're going to experience when we're doing God's work? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will help us discover that you can make us bold and strong as we do your work here at CSK. Amen. Now, whether you're building a physical structure that we're hoping to do in the future, or whether we're building the kingdom of God, which we're doing right here and right now, we need a couple of things. Firm foundations and solid internal structures. Now, we've got a real advantage over Nehemiah because Jesus hadn't come yet. Nehemiah knew God was with him, but Jesus hadn't come yet. We, on the other hand, have Jesus. We have Jesus living and working in us and through us. And the Bible tells us that he is our foundation. He is our cornerstone. So I've got here my cornerstone. Peter said, that's a bit small. Well, it's the only box I had. So imagine it's enormous. Jesus is our foundation. He is our cornerstone. The Bible tells us in Ephesians, now he, that's God, is using you, is using me fitting us together, brick by brick, stone by stone, with Jesus Christ as the cornerstone, holding everything together. Jesus is our cornerstone. That's the connecting with Jesus bit. Now comes the building bit, making him known. Have you ever, or do you ever, watch this program on the telly? Anybody see that? One or two, the DIY SOS Big Build. This is a picture of Nick Knowles and his team. Fancy calling your child Nick Knowles? I mean, come on, Nick Knowles. Makes me want to sing Knick Knack Paddy Whack Give a Dog a Bone, but there we go. Nick Knowles, there he is with his team. They enlist the help of local tradesmen, builders, suppliers, the larger community to come and help a deserving family. And as the title suggests, the projects often involve quite ambitious construction work, such as building a loft extension or an extension, and you should do it in 9 days. It's pretty awesome. And they virtually have to demolish the old house before they start building the new bit. And Nick can often be saying, they better not knock that wall down. If they will knock that wall down, it's a load-bearing wall and the whole lot will fall down. The whole lot will collapse. Because any building needs inner strength. Load-bearing walls. And if you don't have them, your building will collapse, as Bob the Builder discovered in this clip. Thank you. Oh, no, says Rowley. Back to Nehemiah. Guess what? As we look in Nehemiah 4, and his team is encountering lots of opposition and criticism and negative comments, we see there are some load-bearing walls that help Nehemiah stand against the opposition. They're pillars of strength that help them against their discouraging enemies. Right, let's have a look at those pillars of strength. And could I have Simon, please? Now, Simon, if you'd like to put on your high-vis jacket, because you are working on a building site here, and we just need to make sure that we can see you clearly. Thank you. Oh, dear. Yeah, come on. Let's have you up here. And if you could pick up pillar number one, please, and hold it up for everybody to see. Our first pillar of strength that we read about in Nehemiah, verse 4 and verse 9, is that they prayed. Now, we do go on a lot about prayer here at CSK, don't we? And that's because Jesus did it himself, and he says we should do it too. And it is a pillar of strength in our private lives and in the life of our church. Without prayer, we might as well just go home, forget about a building project, forget about building the kingdom of God. Let's just go home and forget about it. God has packed his word full of pointers about prayer. Let's have a look at one or two of them. It says here, if anyone is in trouble, says James, pray. Don't be anxious about anything, it says in Philippians, but in every situation, pray. Pray continually, it says in Thessalonians. And we can all pray. It's not just for the vicar, the children's worker, the youth worker. It's not for the curate or the PCC. It's for all of us. We can all pray. It's absolutely vital. It's a pillar of strength. Let's have a look at our next pillar of strength. And this one is Emma. So if Emma, you'd like to put on your high-vis jacket as you enter our building site. Thank you. And if you'd like to pick up the next one and stand next to Simon, thank you. Our next pillar of strength to help us fight against discouragement is found in verse 6. And it says this, So we built the wall till all of it reached half its height. For the people worked with all their heart. They were united in their task. But I love that. They worked with all their heart. Their heart was in it. It came from here. Jesus says that we should love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind. It comes from here. They weren't just responding to a need. They weren't just ticking off on Nehemiah's list. They weren't on a rota. They were passionate about their task. So what about us here at CSK? We are involved in building the kingdom of God here in Hampton, right here, right now, and hopefully in the future, a building project. Is my heart involved in this? Is your heart involved in this? Allowing our hearts to be involved in building the kingdom of God here in Hampton might be costly. It might affect our time. It probably will affect our time. Dare I say, it should affect our time. It might affect our pockets. It will affect our pockets. Do you know what? It should affect our pockets. Being passionate about something means that you really, really care about it. God was so passionate about you, he gave his all. We need to give our all in a united way to building the kingdom of God here in Hampton. Praying and being united, they're pillars of strength. And number three, we've got Gavin. Where are you? If you'd like to come and put your fluorescent jacket on and pick up the next one. Oh, by the way, there is a deliberate mistake. Well, actually, it was an accidental mistake. See if you can discover what that mistake is as we go on. Thank you. The third pillar of strength from verse 14. Nehemiah says, don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome and fight. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. Remember when you were so small, CSK, that you could fit into a porter cabin? Have a look. Isn't God amazing? When the criticism and the judgments come and the intimidation come, remember that God gave us the land for £10. Isn't God amazing? We have every reason to be bold and be strong because we can trust him. We trusted him in the past. We can trust him today and we can trust him tomorrow. And we need to remind each other again and again about that. Can we have Artwell? Now, as Artwell comes up to collect our fourth pillar, I want to tell you it comes from verse 20, where it says, God will fight for us. No, that's remembered. I've done these round the wrong way. I knew this would happen. But never mind. They trusted and they remembered. They remembered what God had done. God says, be bold, be strong. It says in Ephesians 6, finally, you've spotted it, haven't you? You've spotted it. I'll just give those who are a bit slow to catch up. I've been looking at that word for days. Even Peter's been looking at that word for days. But we still didn't notice. What have I done? You've got to be in key stage two to tell me. Yes? Yeah, I spelled it wrong, didn't I? Duh. What a ninny to spell it wrong. But never mind. You get what I mean. Our pillars of strength to fight against opposition, to fight against criticism, to fight against intimidation. Our pray. We've got to pray. We've got to be united. We've got to trust God. And we've got to remember how awesome He is. Yes? How awesome He is. But do you know what? God had Nehemiah with Him. But notice for the reading, he was still a bit scared and he had to arm his workforce. And I'm not talking about hard hats or high-vis jackets. They had to put on physical weapons to fight if the need be. And that's what God says to us. He says, finally, be strong in my mighty power, but put on the full armor of God so that you can fight against the devil's schemes. We have an amazing God, don't we? But we have to do something here. We have to pray, be united, we've got to trust Him, we've got to remember how fantastic He is, and we've got to put on His armor. Now, construction vehicles, where do they come in Nehemiah 4? Well, they don't. They don't. But I have got here, and there's quite a few gorgeous ones here. Come and have a look at the JCBs. When my children were small, I was convinced that every construction vehicle was called a JCB. Because they used to look out the window and go, oh, look, there's a JCB. Oh, look, there's another JCB. And I thought, oh, all yellow construction vehicles are called JCBs. But they're not, obviously. And I've got one here. It's got a smiley face on, but it's got JCB. And we've got a number of JCBs down here. Nehemiah knew God was with him in his build. We know that we have Jesus with us in our building of the kingdom of God, and perhaps hopefully in the future, a new building. JCB, it's got me thinking. You see, with Jesus, the J, with Jesus, we have confidence in the battle. JCB, let's have a look at the slide. With Jesus, we have confidence in the battle. Actually, I'll go further than that. JCB, with Jesus, we can have courage in the battle. Yeah? And even more than that, with Jesus, we are champions in the battle. We can win whatever the devil throws at us because we have Jesus as our foundation. We pray. We are united and passionate about the work that we do for God. We can trust God because He's acted in the past to guarantee the future, people. And we will remember and remind each other how awesome He is, how fantastic He is, what He's done for us again and again and again. Thank you very much. Give them a round of applause for helping. I bet you can't guess what we're going to sing now. What are we going to sing now? Anybody? You know, Margaret, because you've been joining in the words. We're going to sing, be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you.